WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting could include action that takes the next step towards developing property north of Kyle Field.
The region's agenda includes discussion behind closed doors, then possible action about awarding a ground lease to a private developer. They would turn 11 acres into a hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. The specific location is not mentioned, but last October, the system announced taking requests to build north of Kyle Field across Jorout Boulevard. As stated last year, Kane Hall would be demolished. The region's agenda also includes a request for a more than $21 million increase in the budget for the pandemic influenza vaccine facility. It's under construction south of the Health Science Center. Regents also being asked to move forward with a $32 million building on West Campus for the College of Agriculture, and consideration will be given to the system's updated capital buildings plan for the next 5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A tire that fell off a semi hit a pickup and a car yesterday afternoon. College Station police report that tire went through the windshield of a car and injured the driver. A 24-year-old woman from Bryan was checked out at a hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The freak crash tied up traffic for about 1 hour on Harvey Mitchell between George Bush and FM 60. If you're driving in College Station tomorrow morning, you might go past a patrol vehicle that's pulled over, running its emergency lights. Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's in honor of slain Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth.
Governor Greg Abbott has asked that law enforcement agencies across the state activate their emergency lights on their patrol cars at exactly 11 o'clock, which is at the beginning of Deputy Goforth's funeral.
Brock says officers not involved in a call will park and activate their lights for 1 minute.
It breaks our heart. You don't have to actually have a relationship with a deputy Goforth to feel like you've lost a member of your family.
Remaining vehicles will gather in front of the police station to do the same. In between stops at rural locations, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan appeared in his backyard at a membership luncheon sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Audience questions included who he likes as the Republican nominee for president next year.
Oh, crud. Next question. No.
Flores thinks there's someone who will embrace the philosophies of Ronald Reagan.
Somebody that builds this country up and talks about the inherent goodness of the people of this country and their families, and turn our communities loose to do what they do best. And I'm hoping that we'll have a Reagan emerge from this scrum that's running around out there.
And Flores also hopes some in the GOP field will act like statesmen and, in his words, stop throwing bombs at each other. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley, Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, and Intech Pest Management.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Partial sun today. We'll watch for shower and thunderstorm activity, see if it develops this afternoon. It'll be spreading into the Houston area. The question is whether it can come this far to the north and west later today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be an afternoon thunderstorm, 95. They should be tapering off by the time the high school football games get going tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Then partial sun Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Thursday. What did I say? Okay. Marilyn Strada's here this morning. You doing all right?
Doing good.
Wonderful. So you like white chocolate, do you?
I love it. And okay. When y'all said there was no chocolate in it,
yeah.
I almost ran off the road coming out here.
Well, that means it's healthier.
It's healthier that way because it doesn't have that chocolate in there.
Oh, that's no, chocolate's good for you.
Well, there's no caffeine in it. See, if you think about that, if you're one of those people who doesn't do the caffeine thing, then, you know.
Oh, I do caffeine.
Did you? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. You brought a guest with you this morning.
I did.
Yeah.
We have our new Neighborhood and Youth Services Outreach Coordinator with us, Bubba Bean.
Hey, Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I've heard of you before. Yeah. A million years ago when you were playing football, I was covering sports, and this was the guy I'm sitting across who should have won the Heisman Trophy. He just didn't have the offense for it. I'm just saying that to you right up front, okay? You had a pretty good pro career. Tell us about that for a minute, so for folks who don't know.
Oh, God. Drafted first round, ninth player overall.
First round, folks, ninth player overall. Yeah. And it had been a while since we had an Aggie in that position, right?
I don't recall who it was.
Yeah.
Of course, when we got here, there were very few athletic players, I guess, on the team at the time. But it was good. It was good. I enjoyed the time. Was there for 6 years. Unfortunately, I had a knee operation my second year, which happens to a lot of running backs and other players. Recovered from it, but just got to a point where training year-round just wasn't my thing.
Sure.
And decided to get out, and at that point in time started a career in construction, which I really, really enjoy.
Yeah. Commercial or residential?
Residential, mostly. Okay. Yeah. Moved back in my little hometown of about 3,000 people.
And that hometown was?
Kirbyville, Texas.
Kirbyville, Texas. I lived in Beaumont for a while, and you were still a legend over there. Yeah, sure. They are absolutely up in the Piney Woods.
Over behind the pine curtains,
Yeah, exactly. So you played for Atlanta mostly, is that right?
I was in Atlanta all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, do you wonder, with today's technology, maybe that the coming back from the injury would have been easier because it wouldn't have been as intrusive a surgical procedure?
Well, exactly right. Because during that time, they didn't repair the anterior cruciate ligament.
Right.
You basically tried to strengthen the muscles in the knee to try to offset it. Now, they do a little bit of everything. I've had both hips replaced. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a bionic man now.
There's a few of you out there who did that.
Exactly.
What was the coldest game you ever played in?
I can remember playing one weekend. We played Cleveland in Stillwater, Oklahoma. It's 104.
Whoa.
Okay. We then go to Green Bay the next weekend.
Yeah.
And it's 16 degrees.
Oh, man.
So it was a little stretch there. I think Green Bay would probably be the coldest.
Wow. That's the Bubba Bean, that the life prior to doing this. Now, how long have you lived in the Bryan-College Station area?
Oh, goodness. Moved back in 1986.
Yeah.
Been here a long time, but just kind of do my thing and go home.
Well, and obviously there is a need for community to have a sense of oneness. I think it was very interesting that last week a group in College Station got together and asked the city council to stop building big houses around them because they were losing their sense of neighborhood. And this is a great time to be talking about how important neighborhoods are. Tell me what you feel like your charge is as you take over this operation.
Well, basically, I'm trying to focus a little bit more on the at-risk kids,
mm-hmm.
the ones that that slip through the cracks and we don't realize it until, down the road. Still going to do some things with the homeowners associations, mm-hmm. and as you mentioned, trying to get the community back to the community as opposed to being with these huge homes and, so many people living in one place. I'm still learning my role there, and hopefully we'll be able to get a defined maybe some programs after looking at some other cities and see what works there and see if we can implement it here.
In some specifics, I would think of two things that you probably want to do that are important. One is church and the other school. How do you feel like you're going to be interacting, first of all, with the churches, and then we'll talk about the school district?
Well, both entities, I want to get together with them. Hopefully we're going to set up some meetings and go sit down and visit with them and just do some brainstorming. Try to come up with some innovative ideas or something that hadn't been tried. We don't want to go out and just do things that just for the sake of doing them. I'm still visiting with some people in some other cities to see what they're doing and try to see if we can implement that here.
Now, do you want them to identify the at-risk kids and let you know, or how do you feel like the best way to define them?
I think that would be the easiest way because they see them on a daily basis. You know, I would only see them whenever they came by or stopped in or something of that nature. We went to a freshman orientation at Bryan High a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, they had 270-something kids. Well, heck, that was about all I had in my high school. You know, they had that many freshmen coming in, so a lot of those kids, we tried to warn them that about the fact that now they're going to be the low man on the totem pole. So trying to get them to understand that you're going to have issues, there are going to be things that happen, but don't just hold them in. You know, go talk to a counselor, or I gave them my number, or Marissa, the little young lady that works with me, to come by and maybe visit with us if you don't feel like you have somebody you can talk to that you don't feel comfortable with. So we're just trying to identify kids and going to get involved with a boxing gym there in Bryan. I saw a lot of kids over there, even from six-year-olds up. You give them something to do other than think about how they can not go to school tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because I think if they stay engaged, they have a better chance of making it.
Now that you're in this position, we're talking to Bubba Bean. Tell me your official title so that we'll have that.
I am the coordinator of I'm calling them at-risk kids, uh-huh. And we're doing some things with the community outreach, but my official title escapes me at the moment.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't have to show us a business card. Yes, tell me. Yes.
It's Neighborhood and Youth Outreach Coordinator.
Okay.
It's long, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
He's got a lot on his plate.
Exactly. Tell me about funding sources. Are there some funding sources either statewide or federally that can help Bryan in this?
Mary Lynn probably can give you a little bit more on that, but from what I understand, we have some things that we can do with some of the kids and some of the organizations. We just got to identify them, make sure they're actually doing work with at-risk kids. They're not just asking for, you know, money.
Are you looking to do a citywide effort, or is it more important that they be compartmentalized?
I think citywide. I mean, why miss an opportunity to help a kid if you can, regardless to whether it's just in one little area? So, you know, try to give everybody an opportunity because, somebody gave me an opportunity a long time ago, and fortunately it worked out well.
Sure. Well, you run your traps whenever you can, and I know that you'll have the schools and the churches helping, but if there are individuals out there who know of at-risk kids or situations where they'd like to maybe help you, what's the best way for them to be in touch with you?
They can just get in contact with the city office there and either through Mary Lynn, and they can get in contact with me because I'm kind of in and out all during the day trying to meet people. And I've been here a long time. I don't know a lot of people.
Right.
Because I'm pretty much a homebody.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get out to introduce myself to people, especially in the Bryan area. And hopefully those people will come forward and identify a kid that they know that lives down the street from them that they feel is not going to school or doing just maybe going along the wrong path.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to express how important I think it is because obviously if you don't take care of them and get them on the right path, we end up supporting them one way or another as
exactly.
they get older. So exactly. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
You bet.
Thank
you. Bubba Bean. Yep. What else you got for me?
Well, we are going to have a citywide neighborhood association meeting September 30th. At City Hall, from 5 to 6, we're asking our neighborhood associations to come in and have some input on our new comprehensive plan. We're in that process. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next hour, Bubba will be visiting with them about neighborhood concerns and that type of thing.
Okay.
And don't forget, Texas Red, September 26th and 27th, great entertainment lineup. Can't wait. Come stomp some grapes. Mm-hmm.
And we want rain up until then and then cloudy skies for 2 days, right?
Let's hope so.
All right, we can do that. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison and quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Initial jobless claims jumped by 12,000 in the latest week, but the underlying trend remains consistent with a strengthening labor market. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, rose by 3,250. Corporate executives aren't feeling so great about the economy. Fewer than half of CEOs and CFOs polled by the American Institute of CPAs say they're optimistic about the economy over the next 12 months. That's a sharp decline from the first quarter when 68% expressed optimism for better economic times. They cite concerns about a global slowdown and regulatory issues in the U.S. Salesforce.com thinks it can succeed where many other companies have tried and failed, revolutionizing the healthcare industry's electronic records. The cloud software company has announced a patient relationship health platform that will integrate a patient's records and data from wearables and third-party apps like ZocDoc to help doctors keep better tabs of their patients. On Wall Street, features pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Make the Chocolate Gallery part of your game day tradition. All season long, the Chocolate Gallery serves football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for tailgates and game-watching parties. And here's a sweet idea. If you're riding the game day shuttle from downtown Bryan, plan extra time to stop by the Chocolate Gallery before and after the game. Voted best chocolates in the Brazos Valley 2 years in a row. The Chocolate Gallery, 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's been a lot of press given lately to both prostate health and ED. But as with most products that are manufactured to take advantage of the hype, the majority are foreign-made and fall far below American standards of quality. Now, for the past year, Dr. Steelman has been studying and analyzing the research. Prostamin from the Activate Company is highly researched and a maximum strength supplement that promotes prostate health by helping to shrink the prostate gland and promoting the best flow possible. 90% of the men taking Prostamin reported increased flow, fewer bathroom trips, fewer night wake-ups, and more comfort in urination and better general health. Prostamin is priced at or below any quality supplement in the department stores, and it's a product you can trust. For more information, just go to www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411.
He didn't think the plan would work very well, but here sat the President of the United States in his office making a proposal. Of course it would work, he said. Then it would help both the United States economy and his company tremendously. And the economy? Well, it was a mess at the time. Right after the Civil War ended, well, the United States government was very nearly bankrupt. Something needed to be done, and it needed to be done fast. Now, one of Grant's advisors came up with what seemed like a pretty good idea, a huge issue of government bonds. If the American people could be convinced that bonds were a sound investment, well, it had the potential of raising millions of dollars in revenue for the government. Now, Grant liked the idea, but things were still pretty tense in the years after the Civil War, and Southerners, well, they still didn't trust the government in Washington. Now, Grant knew for the idea to work, Southerners had to buy the bonds as well as Northerners. He had to buy himself some credibility with the people of the South, and that was a tall order for Ulysses S. Grant. But the president knew that if he could get a respected Southerner to endorse the bonds, well, then that would go a long way to ensuring their success. Grant had just the man, a man whose name had become synonymous with all that was good and honorable about the South. And to make things better, after the war, the man had gone into the insurance business in Richmond. Now, if President Grant could convince the man's company to underwrite the bond issue, then the man would make money, the bond issue would be a success, and a full-blown financial panic could be avoided. So Grant, well, he went to see the insurance man, who was, to say the least, a little bit surprised at the visit. But he listened to what Grant had to say, and even though the man didn't trust the government, well, he knew Grant personally, and he trusted him. So he decided to do it, and his company underwrote the bonds. And it did just what Grant wanted. Southern people saw this prominent man from Richmond going along with it, and they bought the bonds. And it's quite possible that his endorsement of the bonds helped save the economy of the Union. And that's quite ironic, really, considering what he had done to, well, try to defeat the Union only a few years before. And it's a little-known fact that the man who literally saved the American economy had just a few years earlier led what is perhaps the most courageous and ill-fated military offense in American history, George Pickett, who led the famous Southern charge at the Battle of Gettysburg.
The Aggie Report is next.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggies license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. My Plates, your home for Aggie plates.
Texas A&M and Arizona State will kick off at 6:10 Saturday night, NRG Stadium down in Houston. The broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network is presented by Learfield Sports. We'll start at 5 o'clock Saturday. A couple of notes on Arizona State with a win. That would be their first against an SEC program in Sun Devil history. They have played the SEC six times, and they have lost all six games. And by the way, it would be the second Pac-12 victory over an SEC school since Oregon's loss to Auburn in the BCS championship to conclude the 2010-11 campaign. Oregon defeated Tennessee in the 2013 season. And Arizona State's 13th consecutive opening day victory should they win, and its first victory in a road neutral site opening day game since defeating San Diego State 10-7 to kick off the 2000 season. So some highlights on the Arizona State side. We'll look at the Aggies tomorrow. I'm Dave South. That's a Texas A&M football report.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service. service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Kim Commando here. I don't normally tout the release of yet another CPU chip, but this one's different. It could revolutionize all computers and smartphones. In fact, anything needing a CPU. With worldwide PC sales continuing down every year, this new chip comes just in time. Intel calls it Skylake, and here's what they promise. Turn on your computer, and it boots up ready to go in half a second. Want to log into a computer? Just look at it. It recognizes your face and knows the difference if someone is holding a picture of your face trying to break in. Overall web performance is increased by 50%. On-screen graphic increases by 40%. You can share files, videos, and photos from computers to TVs without wires or dongles. I'm looking for Apple to quickly incorporate this chip into their MacBook and iMac models. One more thing. The Skylake chip self-charges. It pulls so-called unused radio waves out of the air and uses them to wirelessly charge the battery for double the battery life. Look for it in devices by January. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
You've heard me talk about the importance of backing up with Carbonite for years now and how Carbonite has literally saved me when my computer crashed. But I thought you might like to hear what other Carbonite customers are saying.
My wife and I have a small business and our laptop was stolen. Luckily, we had Carbonite, so we bought a new computer and Carbonite restored all of our files. A couple of weeks later, we noticed there were some extra files on this computer. The guy that stole our computer was taking pictures which uploaded to our Carbonite account and restored back to the new computer we had. We alerted the police and it became a national story, known as the Naked Laptop Thief. Not only did Carbonite restore all of our files, we got the computer back, and Carbonite helped us to catch a computer thief.
Protect your files with Carbonite to stay up and running when disaster strikes.
I wouldn't do business without it.
Peace of mind with Carbonite. Visit Carbonite.com and use promo code Kim to save 20% for a limited time and get two free bonus months when you sign up. But hurry, this offer expires soon.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The next step in development north of Kyle Field could be taken today by the Texas A&M System Board of Regents.
Last October, the system put out a request for proposals to build a 150-bed hotel, a parking garage holding 1,000 vehicles, a 20,000-square-foot conference center with a pedestrian bridge connecting the center to the football stadium, and demolishing Kane Hall to make room for an office building. The region's agenda includes holding an executive session with possible action to follow on awarding a ground lease to a developer. Two other projects are also on the region's agenda. One involves a pandemic influenza vaccine facility that's scheduled to open this December south of the Health Science Center. The board's being asked to add $21 million due to increased costs over the last 2 years for construction and equipment. The board is also being asked to approve $32 million for a building to move three departments of the College of Agriculture from the main campus to West Campus. Staying on the main campus would be the Department of Biological and Ag Engineering. The Regents will also take up the annual five-year capital building plan for the system. New projects proposed for the flagship campus include $95 million to replace heating and air conditioning systems in 12 residence halls. There's also $75 million for a new classroom building and almost $10 million for a new electric generating substation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Three vehicles were involved in a freak crash yesterday afternoon that tied up traffic on Harvey Mitchell Parkway between George Bush Drive and FM 60. College Station police were told a southbound semi lost a tire. The tire crossed into northbound traffic and struck a pickup. No one inside the truck was hurt. The tire then bounced off the pickup and returned into the southbound lane, going through the windshield of a car. The driver of the car, a 24-year-old woman from Bryan, was taken to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A DPS trooper was called to investigate because a semi was involved. No one in the semi was injured. Tomorrow morning at 11, you might drive by police patrol vehicles that are parked and are flashing their emergency lights. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's an observance of the first minute of the funeral service of slain Harris County Deputy Sheriff Darren Goforth.
We obviously want to be a part of that show of support and solidarity for the men and women who put their lives on the line on a regular basis here to protect our community.
Brock says vehicles that are not on patrol or another call will be parked in front of the police station with their lights activated.
Anybody who's chosen this profession knows, especially now, the inherent dangers that come with policing today. And it's a very honorable, but it's a very tough profession.
Brock says Governor Abbott made the request for the show of support. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was the guest speaker at a membership luncheon hosted by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Audience questions included the most likely outcome of the president's nuclear arms deal with Iran. Flores expects the House and Senate to vote against it, but in the Senate with not enough votes to override a presidential veto.
There were five tests that the president and the State Department had when they went into those negotiations that they swore to us would be part of a final agreement, and they did not achieve one of those five standards for an acceptable agreement. So I consider it to be gravely important, and I will continue to do all I can to fight it.
Flores also noted the audience included retired General Joe Ramirez, the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets.
I know we may have disagreement in here, but General Ramirez is shaking his head with me, and that reminds me that three-quarters of the people that are experts in national defense in this country say that this deal is a wrong deal. And they're far more expert in this than I am.
Flores says the deal will give Iran nuclear weapons in 13 years, which he compared to the 14 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. One of the new Texas laws that did not take effect this week may be the most controversial of all, the law allowing the open carry of firearms. The reason for the delay, according to State Representative Diego Bernal, who represents downtown San Antonio, is to make sure businesses have time to put up the proper signage to keep out people openly carrying firearms.
There's not been open carry in a top 15 city ever before. So introducing firearms into an urban environment, I think, is a mistake.
Bernal, who voted against open carry, says San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston will be the largest cities in the country to have it, and he doesn't see how it will make an urban environment better. The Alamo is getting a facelift. Land Commissioner George P. Bush says $32 million is being appropriated by the legislature to help begin the process of renovating and redesigning the Alamo and Alamo Plaza. State Senator Jose Menendez says the reimagining will cover all history.
I look forward that the story is going to be so much more than the Walt Disney version. It's going to be a story that includes the rich history of this land.
San Antonio officials say they're tired of visitors from around the world visiting the Alamo and coming away saying, "Is that all there is? It wasn't what I expected." WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Gear up for fall at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment with a new John Deere Gator utility vehicle. Designed with extreme off-road performance and the ultimate in work capability, John Deere Gators are ideal for the sportsman who hunts, fishes, trail rides, or needs work done around their property. For a limited time, get 3.9% financing for 72 months and up to $800 off select models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partial sun today. We'll watch for shower and thunderstorm activity. See if it develops this afternoon. It'll be spreading into the Houston area. The question is whether it can come this far to the north and west later today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be an afternoon thunderstorm, 95. They should be tapering off by the time the high school football games get going tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Then partial sun Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I know it could still cloud up and rain. I mean, there's an opportunity for that, and as long as there's, you know, heat going on out there. But, I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing out there. A long way off. It's a dissipating.
I think I was part of the 0.2 inch the airport got yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Braggart.
Yeah. Pretty nice. So, Harris Faulkner. You know who Harris Faulkner is? The lady who's on Fox News.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Suing Hasbro for more than $5 million over a toy hamster that shares her name.
What?
And possible resemblance.
Harris the hamster?
Well, no. Harris Faulkner sued Hasbro this week over its plastic Harris Faulkner hamster.
Oh.
I mean, that's what they called it. Sold as part of their popular Littlest Pet Shop line.
Pretty unambiguous.
Yeah. Says the toy wrongfully appropriates her name and persona, harms her professional credibility. Yeah, I don't know about that. As a journalist, and it's an insult. Well, I'm sorry you think it's an insult. Faulkner has been at Fox News for a decade, hosts a daytime show called Outnumbered, and anchors a Sunday evening newscast as well. Her lawsuit says that in addition to sharing her name, the toy bears a physical resemblance to her traditional professional appearance, including its complexion, its eye shape, and its eye makeup design.
Sort of.
Maybe she just looks like a hamster.
Well, that could be it, too.
I mean, looking at it, not complexion, but sort of.
It's not uncomplimentary.
No.
But I can't imagine in what world did Hasbro think you should go ahead and just run that out there. I mean, that's the thing that just amazes me.
Just reach out and say, hey, Ms. Faulkner, can we make a hamster
with the likeness
of you and your name?
And this is what it looks like. And if you have a problem with it, then, you know, whatever. But not sure. Anyway, that sounds like a little bit of stupid on Hasbro's part. And again, they're a pretty big company. Mm-hmm. One would think they'd know better than that. Okay, so let me see. When was the last time you bought gasoline for your vehicle?
Monday.
Okay.
And Sunday.
Okay. Did you pay with a credit card?
I did.
Yes.
Swipe it in that little machine?
I did.
Don't you do? Don't. Please don't do something bad about.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Don't be doing that anymore. Motorists heading out for the big last summer weekend. You know, that's what they call Labor Day. But apparently, more and more, there are people who are putting skimmers on gas pumps. And, of course, a skimmer is a thing that will read your information off the back of the card, which is part of the problem. And, you know, of course, you can also talk about all the companies that got hacked, and that could be part of the problem. But really, just the fact that skimmers are bigger than ever and that 50% of the fuel sales out there are paid for by credit and debit cards. I mean, it's
surprised it's that low.
Yeah, it's a big, big deal with the skimming going on. The other thing is that a lot of vehicles, I mean, for people who are in this business, they have bladder tanks that hold hundreds of gallons of gas. And so they'll go in, swipe that, you know, not at your neighborhood convenience store, but other places, and they can do that. In June, a Tampa, Florida man was arrested and accused of using 8 counterfeit credit cards to buy hundreds of gallons of fuel. The 27-year-old suspect used a bladder truck retrofitted with a custom-made steel tank hidden under the cover of his pickup truck.
Wow.
Yeah, just letting you know. And the deal is, of course, we all know about the new chip cards, right? And that's going to be going on through October. But what happened was the fuelers said, whoa, we've got so many places all over the country. And to a point, you think about a retail outlet. They may not have nearly the number that even a small convenience store might have. Pretty easy to consider that some convenience stores would have as many as 10, 12 pumps out there. Well, that's 10 or 12 of those little units that have to be replaced to be able to take the chip cards. So what they did is they extended, for the gasoline people, an extra year. Got till 2017 to fix it as far as your gas purchase prices. So as a result, that means that the tougher guidelines that Visa and MasterCard had put in the new chip-based cards for other people won't apply for a while and still continues to be kind of a hole in the security system, if you will. So something to think about. And again, I don't know that's going to happen in Bryant College Station, Texas, but, you know, you don't buy your gas just in Bryant College Station, Texas. You're out traveling, too, so remember that. State of Florida went through and did some stuff, too, to see how many skimmers were out there. They found 100 skimmers in one pass through the state.
Wow.
100 of them, okay? So.
Oof.
It is a problem. It's a little bit of a problem out there, so just so you know. It's 845. Washington Post reports a Manassas teenager in a Pontiac GTO put him some blue lights on and tried to...
be a policeman?
Yeah, except he pulled over a real off-duty
cop.
No,
that ain't good.
Nah, when the real officer failed to stop the fake teen, well, he was a real teen in the fake cop car, flipped off his lights and kept going, but the off-duty cop got his plate number as he sped by, and they were able to find him. So Jose Racine, age 18, is starting his life off in a really good place. So there. Guy named John Roach busted for marijuana. How you like that? John Roach of Kelso, Washington.
Why is that funny?
Oh, okay. Walked into Miranda's marijuana dispensary. Walked into Miranda's marijuana dispensary to buy some weed. When he got there, he decided, well, he didn't just want a little bit. He wanted a whole bunch more. Oh. Picked up a jar, tried to leave the store with it. The employee named Brenda Young, who's 49, tried to stop Mr. Roach, and he smoked her. No, I'm kidding. And managed to wrestle the jar away from him, but left. Police caught up with him later, arrested him. He told the police that he only went there for a little bit, but when he got there, he wanted more, and he didn't have the money to pay for it. And the officer goes, yeah, so? Yeah. Because you wanted more is a justifiable reason to do that?
It is in the year of our Lord, 2015.
Oh, man. Richard Gere learned that the life of a homeless person is not much fun and learned it the hard way. The legendary actor plays a mentally ill man forced to live on the streets in a new movie, which is called Time Out of Mind. He tells the Wall Street Journal, sitting on the street for 45 minutes, he made $1.50, and no one looked him in the eye. So, just saying.
Jeez.
Now, we had the discussion yesterday about James Bond and what James Bond should look like, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Anthony Horowitz, the author of the next James Bond book, said he felt actor Idris Elba, who's been talked about to play Bond, was too street, meaning not suave enough. Yesterday, he backed off that statement, apologized for his remarks, saying he was mortified to have caused any offense. Well, you're the one who said it.
Yeah.
Golly. CMT will salute Johnny Cash this month.
Woohoo!
12th anniversary of his death on September the 12th, starting on the 8th, Kid Rock will host a week-long tribute to the man in black that will include the Oscar-winning biopic I Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix starred in that.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, and he did a really good job of being him, I think.
He did.
A throwback Thursday featuring Johnny's music videos and more. The network will call itself Cash Music Television for the week. So,
do we get CMT?
We used to.
Yeah, I don't remember if we still do or not.
Not sure. Hello.
My husband has read all the James Bond books, and he said the description of Bond is he looks like Hoagie Carmichael from the movie with Bacall and
Oh, yeah,
Bogart.
Sure. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So that wouldn't look like Idris Elba, that's for sure. Well, and again, you know, you see what Ian Fleming looked like, so he didn't necessarily look that different from him. Anyway, going back to what we were discussing a minute ago, Johnny Cash, and yeah, that was a pretty good movie. You know, he played here.
Yeah, at the Holler House, right?
No,
not at the Holler House.
Was supposed to play at the Holler House. Got busted about a week or 2 weeks before.
Oops.
With drugs coming over from Mexico.
Supplies.
Yeah. So, as a matter of fact, they decided that they needed to not have him there. And I think the student chairman of Opus at that time was a guy named Joe Bucer. Joe went on to stay here in town and open an advertising agency, first real big advertising agency in Bryan College Station. So they notified Mr. Cash that his show had been canceled. So he played at the Lakeview Club. Now, the Lakeview Club was, to say the least, for the time it was fine. But, I mean, it didn't hold, I don't know, it didn't hold probably 800 people. And they they told everybody to bring pillows and sit in. And so they had a show. And they did the whole show. They did the Statler Brothers, who was his opening act, June Carter, who I don't know if he was married to yet, and the Carter family, and then he came out and did his show. Did a protest show at Lakeview, and somebody who went, I was too young. I was probably about 13 or 14, yeah, I think. I don't know. I was 14, maybe 15. But there's somebody out there who went to the show, and they would be able to tell you. But, yeah, it made kind of news at the time. Johnny Cash at the Lakeview Club and out on Old Tabor Road. That was where the original one
was. Wow.
Yep. Kansas farmer used an aerial drone to catch a fish. Name is Derek Klingberger.
Yes.
Topeka, Kansas.
Yep.
Attached a fishing line and bait to his drone and shot video of the entire stunt. Derek flew the drone above the water, slowly lowered it until the fish line was submerged, and when the bobber indicated there was a fish on the line, he steered it sharply upward.
Yep.
Set the hook, and there you go. Half a million hits. I don't know what's the hit count now, because you just looked at it not too long ago.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that.
I got you. Okay, pretty good little job
there. Well, my whole thing on that though, the first time I watched it, is that's great until you get a really good fish, and then you're out $1,000 drone because it's at the bottom of the lake.
I hear you. Hello.
Just to give you an idea of scale, the dance floor at Lakeview was an old roller skating rink.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Yes, is this WTAW?
It is.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, my husband attended the Johnny Cash performance out at Lakeview,
yeah.
And he said that Johnny Cash opened with saying that he wanted to dedicate the performance to the man who made it possible, General Earl Rutter,
uh-huh.
And he opened up with "You dirty old egg sucking dog."
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. Well, that's good. I appreciate you sharing. That's but yeah, he did. That's probably one of the smaller venues he was playing at that point in his career.
I would certainly think so.
So anyway. UFO and alien researchers say an extraterrestrial skull may have been found in Russia. The mysterious skull found by residents in a Russian town of Soznovoy Bor. At first, locals thought it might be a mutant chicken embryo. Why would they think that? The skull, subjected to further DNA testing, hopes they can find out more. Hello?
Hey, I know a friend that's got a drone. He tried it out with an empty beer can, so he thought it was a good idea to go to the lake with it. He got the bobber, the hook down in the water, and a big fish grabbed it and yanked the drone down underwater.
There you go. Thank you. All right. So it's already happened.
There
huh?
you go.
Maybe not so good an idea. That's the other thing is always make sure you're capturing the video. Because, I mean, if you capture the video on something like that, then
might offset the cost of the drone.
That's it. Loch Ness, right?
Yep.
Nessie eats a drone.
Yep.
There you go.
Greg posted,
"My brother just got a new Accord. Hashtag, yes, I'm jealous."
And his brother replied,
"Outdid my little brother once again. Hashtag, my Accord rules."
Okay, guys, come check out the Honda Summer Clearance event, where you can get a Honda Accord to call your own. It comes with rear view camera and text message reader standard, and it's from KBB.com's best overall brand.
No way he's getting the same car as me.
Okay, let's take a look at the Civic then. It also comes with standard rear view camera and text message reader. It's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick and a KBB.com best buy.
That sounds awesome.
Cool.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Hurry into the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing on the 2015 Accord and Civic for well-qualified buyers.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. SMS compatible with select phones with Bluetooth. Your wireless carrier's rate plans apply. 2015 Kelley Blue Book brand image awards are based on the brand watch study from Kelley Blue Book Market Intelligence. Award calculated among non-luxury shoppers. For more information, visit KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
How do you stay connected to your business when your work has you traveling from Miami on Monday to Tacoma on Tuesday? You call Regis at 1-800-OFFICES. Regis offers drop-in business lounges, meeting rooms, and office space in more than 3,000 locations worldwide, allowing you to work from anywhere at any time, all on your terms. Call Regis today at 1-800-OFFICES and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regis, here to help you grow.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, November 24th, 1964. That's when it happened. That's 14. November 24th, 1964 is when Johnny Cash played the Lakeview Club in Bryan, Texas.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of fun. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Yeah, they got him in Where and When in Billboard magazine. That's where. Okay. Why not? Boxer in the Netherlands has turned his fighting skills into art. Bart Van Poelen Patel? It's spelled differently. Owns a boxing gym. He's a former student of boxer Joe Frazier. He converted his gym into an art studio. He wraps canvas around his heavy bags, then dips his boxing gloves in paint, and then lets loose with a few punches.
Huh.
Sold up to, they've gone for upwards of $1,500. So there you go. Okay, Patrick, you with us?
I am.
Okay,
now.
I thought we'd go ultra nerd on you.
Oh,
okay. Wanted to wait till you got back. Lord of the Rings, are you in?
I watch it.
Okay.
Right. Read The Hobbit.
A couple of scientists have calculated the number of real-world calories every member of the Fellowship of the Ring would have needed to eat every day to make the walk to Mordor. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, Mordor.
Okay. See? Yeah. Popular science says, for all nine members of the Lord of Rings Fellowship to make that 92-day walk, including four hobbits, an elf, a dwarf, and three humans, they would have needed to consume exactly 1,780,000 calories.
Oh, good.
So there. The study's authors proposed, purposely omitted Gandalf from the fictional caloric intake study.
Because they know elf physiology and not wizard physiology.
Exactly right. Exactly. That's it. He's a wizard. He can whip something up.
I was going to say, make his own food.
That's right.
There's a subreddit on the website, reddit.com, called They Did the Math.
Okay.
And it's situations like that where they basically calculate it out and say, what would it take? How many cars would it take to stack to the moon?
All right. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. We've now found out that they don't know. You hear these commercials about such and such forest loses 27 football fields every day or
right.
something. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
They did the math.
Well, apparently, there are 7.5 times more trees on the earth than we thought before.
No way.
Yes, 3 trillion more trees.
You mean the lumber industry is interested in its future?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
422 people per person is what, trees per person. 422 trees per person. The 3 trillion figure is 7.5 times more than the previous estimate of 4 billion trees worldwide. It's so not true. It's not right, but there.
We can't count the number of trees.
No.
But we're going to go for global warming, et cetera.
Right. No.
Oh, okay.
And we were seriously off, apparently.
Right. That's what I mean. We can't accurately count the number of trees, and yet.
No. Can't get within a zip code of how many trees.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'd like to go see my trees, please. Are they all together, or do I have to travel all over the world to see my trees? I want to see my 422 trees.
My trees are 2x4s in the walls.
If a person dies, does that mean that many trees die too?
Oh.
Oh, that's a sad thought, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry I brought that up. I kind of bummed myself out.
But if they do, does anybody hear it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Your heart might be older than you. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Just in case you want to be depressed, they apparently have someplace you can go to look at that and see. Your heart is really older than you.
That's really rude. They should have a trigger warning, because if I saw the age my heart actually might be, that'd be a little extra stress.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree. I would think that. I think that would be there would be extenuating circumstances after you'd done that. I don't know. Anyway, all right. On this date in history, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its all-time high at that point in 1929. The all-time high was 381.
It loses that sometimes twice over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in an hour. Well, I've even lost three times that the other day. 1935, Malcolm Campbell went 304 miles an hour.